you very much also, and now I'm giving the floor to the Ministry of Health.
Kassiani Dero on behalf of the Ministry of Health. Concerning the issue that was set yesterday by the committee about the elimination of barriers in access to health services, we should take into account that the provisions of Law 4368 of 2016 protect the right of free access for uninsured children to the public healthcare system concerning the medical, pharmaceutical, and hospital care by the use of national insurance code and the special health insurance code for refugees and immigrants. The Ministry of Health is taking measures for the protection of public health and management of issues related to prevention and hospital care of cases with COVID. Therefore, special interventions for children were predicted and implemented, such as developing protocols for taking preventive measures and managing the students' population in school units in cooperation with the Ministry of Education. A flexible system of developing beds in pediatrician intensive care units was planned according to the needs of the pandemic. An important intervention that contributes to the monitoring and improvement of children's health is the individual student health card that was reformed in 2014 and is currently utilized both by schools and parents. In combination with the new child health booklet, the documented and systematic promotion of the child's health is achieved with appropriate interventions. As children's vaccinations constitute a top priority of the Greek health policy, the new law 4917 of 22 stipulated the digitization of the mentioned tools for child's health and also established the vaccination register for children. This way, a complete system for the basic pediatric vaccination is established so as to assure the implementation of the national vaccination program for children. The primary healthcare mobile pediatric units, which have been set as a priority to the Greek action plan of the European Institution of Child Guarantee and the Ministry of Health, support children care at isolated areas and reduce the barriers in access. There are several types of mobile units, including dental and ophthalmological care. Concerning the policies against malnutrition and obesity, there are many actions taking place. Actions on supporting breastfeeding through the Alkioni program follow the recommendation of UNICEF and WABA. These actions are the development of an institutional framework and actions such as baby-friendly hospitals, breastfeeding points in stores, institutionalization of human milk banks, and the configuration of breastfeeding areas in organizations and bodies of the public and private sector. In order to promote healthy eating in childhood, nutritional protocols and guidelines for childhood and lactating mothers has been established in accordance with recommendations for the introduction of solid foods, sanitary regulation for the use of food in school canteens, whilst diffusion mechanisms have been developed in kindergartens and school units, as well as in childcare institutions. Also, National Childhood Obesity Prevention Program with primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention action for all children is planned to be implemented, and it will be funded by the Recovery Fund under the Recovery and Resilience Action Plan. Actions promoting maternal child family health in children aim to promote children's health through psychosocial assessment and family care, establish a toolbox for pediatricians, configure a training package and train pediatricians on the early detection, provide also a holistic mental health care services and raise public awareness. From 2017, the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, organizes and develops intervention related to raising awareness and providing information of health literacy at national level for students' population. These projects are reformed and implemented during every school year according to the needs. Up to date, 20 thematic axes and 33 interventions are being developed that refer to the promotion of sexual and reproductive health in students' population on typical education. There are also interventions for the promotion of the mental health of children and adolescents, the nutrition of school physical and internet bullying, and the promotion of physical exercise. In Greece, 55 mental health structures for children are developed and operated, supervised, and funded by the Ministry of Health. The plan of the Ministry of Health envisages the creation and operation of 36 new community structures for the next 2 years. Also, the prevention of substance abuse in Greece is mainly implemented by the nationwide network of 75 centers for the prevention of addiction and the promotion of psychosocial health. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm giving